You know, life can be deep, but God is greater and higher, and He's faithful. No matter what you go through, the good, the bad, the ugly, He meets you at every twist and every turn. And in those moments when you've got questions and you have no answers, there's one big answer that will never change, and that is, God is faithful. He's always there, and all you gotta do is call. No matter what the situation, no matter what the mistake, no matter what the failing, no matter your brokenness, He's there. He promises to be there. He promises to be faithful, to pick up all the pieces, to collect your tears in a bottle and wash you with them, and bring restoration into your life. So hold on, my friend. Hope is just a prayer away. So never give up. Never give in. Dare to believe. One more time.
Hello, I'm Michelle McKinney-Hammond, and welcome to Life Talk. We are talking about everyone's favorite topic, love, how to make love work. I'm trying to give you a little guide to getting it, keeping it, and fixing what's broken, and I'm kind of using a computer as their mind picture for you to see how it all comes together. We've been talking about parts, the assembly of love, and how to make it work. And we've talked about you, we've talked about the other person, God, the heart, the mind, the soul, and now we're talking about the last part that is needed to make love thrive and survive, that of strength. Strength, though seemingly the last or least glamorous of all the parts, should not be underestimated. The longevity of love's function will be highly dependent on strength. Not feelings, not thoughts, not the opinions of others or all the counseling in the world. What will make love work and last is your commitment, and that will require strength. Recently, I watched an excerpt from a movie called Room 10. A husband watching his dying wife was explaining to the attending nurse the reason their marriage had lasted so many years. He said there was nothing magical about love lasting. It had nothing to do with feelings. And sometimes he and his wife didn't even like each other. But his wife had taught him, no matter how he felt, not to leave the room. That staying power is a sign of strength. There's nothing warm and fuzzy about strength. It's hard, and it must remain conditioned and ready to operate when all else fails. This part supports all the other parts. Strength is something you decide to use. It must be exercised. Discipline builds strength. So does letting your partner stretch you beyond your comfort zone emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, persisting through trials and differences, and even allowing yourself to be humbled and broken by what you choose to go through with your partner. All of these experiences make you stronger. To give up at the first sign of difficulty or irritation does nothing to build the sorely needed element of strength. Strength inevitably nurtures the endurance that is necessary to sustain love long term. If you allow strength to dry up, it can fail, causing love to stall and eventually break down. Though the strength part seems capable of enduring more wear and tear than the others, it's susceptible to corruption. When corrupted, strength drains all the supporting parts and shuts down the heart and mind. And then, my friend, it's all over but the shouting, or should I say the alimony settlement. Take note, however, that love's failure does not comply with the manufacturer's design. He created love to last, to endure the rough patches, to grow and flourish from the heat of trial and tears of disappointment. Love was designed to withstand all external elements and internal meltdowns, emerging victorious in spite of negative currents, shorts, and outages. Love can triumph if strength is in place. Are you strong enough to be weak? That is the question. You see, the strength part actually needs a vulnerable outlet to function at full capacity. Isn't that deep? You need to be strong to be vulnerable and vulnerable to be strong. I once protected myself right out of a relationship because I was too afraid of anticipated pain. I wasn't open and I blew the whole thing. Can I get a witness? The bottom line is that we have to be completely dependent on the God part for power and be willing to admit our fears and weaknesses. This dependence and admission can be difficult for those who get pride jammed in their circuits. My suggestion? Get over yourself. Insufficiency is a common trait among all people. If you refuse to acknowledge that you cannot process love alone, you can get caught in a crossfire of conflicting wills and blow a fuse. If you and the other person are faking it until you make it, the two of you will never stay together. It is only when you and the other person admit your weaknesses that the manufacturer can supplement your power source with additional strength. You'll need to repeat this procedure to increase strength in your relationship. Hashing out the issues tightens the bond between you. You really can't have a solid bond until you've been through something together. It is from overcoming and sharing secrets that loyalty and love grow and begin to engage. Let's talk a little about what strength needs in order to function. In order for strength to function properly, it has to have extensions of joy, peace, and confidence. So let's look at joy first. This isn't just any joy, but a specific brand generated by the manufacturer himself. His joy actually infuses the system with extra measures of strength that confounds even the employees of Satan LLC. Lucifer and his minions cannot override this device in spite of their sophisticated attempts to do so. Peace. Let's look at that. When strength is blindsided by Satan's loud and overwhelming campaigns, the manufacturer orders the part off the market and into solitude. In a quiet place, the strength piece is able to restore itself to its factory settings. It's only in this solitude that the words of the manufacturer can reinstate proper order to its system. If your strength has failed, get quiet. Be confident that God has you covered and recover from whatever is sapping your energy and keeping you from doing the work it takes to progress in the relationship. Make sense? You can't problem solve effectively or look at your partner or potential mate objectively if you're running around with your hair on fire. So sit for a spell, take off your shoes, shut out all outside influences, and reconnect with the manufacturer. Allow his still small voice to give you direction on what to do next. Knowing he is with you gives you confidence and courage, strengthening you to make love work. Once you see that the manufacturer can and will sustain the love that you want to secure, your strength part is back in place and fully operational. You'll be able to weather the storm of any conflict and confidence will flourish. The beauty of the strength part is that it draws others to you. They want to siphon assurance and stability from you. Sharing your strength produces gladness and an ability to laugh at trouble. Because you are confident, you now anticipate the manufacturer's intervention if the power needed to make love work exceeds the capacity of the parts engaged. In other words, if your strength begins to fail. Strength is power under control. When operating at full power, strength does not yield to pressure or break under rejection, false accusations, or any other external afflictions. The strength part makes you strong enough to die to your own demands in order to pursue peace. Strength is disciplined to the point of meekness, which is merely power under control. It truly requires more strength to refrain from demanding your own way when you know that you could have it. Think of Jesus hanging on the cross and consider the fact that he had angels at his disposal to come to his aid, but he chose to give his life instead. Now that's deep. It takes great strength not to ego trip, especially when you have the goods to back it up. Restraining oneself allows humility and meekness to operate at its finest. Though strength could steer the entire machine, it does not, because it considers the needs of the other parts above its own. This piece is resilient because it has mastered the art of flexibility and discernment. It looks beyond the faults of the other parts, sees the need, and compensates for them, thereby covering more vulnerable pieces with itself. Again, this part is sometimes overlooked because of its quiet operation, but it's a vital part of what it takes to make love work. Keep this part, strength, close to you. You'll be amazed by how many times you'll need it. Let me leave you with this insider's love tip. Keep in mind that after the first flushes of new discovery, excitement, and passion wear off, it is strength that sustains love for the long haul.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to address whatever is on your mind on a broadcast. So why not email me at lifetalkmmh@gmail.com. Oh, and make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at Michelle McKinney Hammond. Like my fan page on Facebook at Michelle McKinney Hammond. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at McKinney Hammond for even more inspiration.
For your goodness and your grace, through the wonders of your ways, and the miracles you constantly amaze me with, I'll testify.
Wishing you a great day, and now enjoy the sounds and the ministry of relevance.
Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your kingdom rise within us, show your glory here on earth. Let your kingdom come. Let your